Does SpongeBob SquarePants have the perfect frame? This is Sandra Tsinglo with the lowdown on science. We humans need our buildings to be nice and sturdy. There are definitely right and very wrong ways to put them together. But what's the least amount of support you need to still have a sturdy structure? To investigate, Mateos Fernandez and researchers at Harvard University used marine sponges. Like our friend SpongeBob, these little creatures have mastered building their skeletons to withstand strong ocean currents. The researchers built 3D printed models of buildings and sponge skeletons to compare their strength. The structures were stretched, twisted, and crushed. Which one held up best? No contest. Sponges have already solved our problem. Their skeleton is strong and efficient, built like crisscrossed garden lattices layered on top of each other. The design of the sponge skeleton could inspire stronger and lighter constructions. This doesn't just mean taller structures and longer bridges. It also means building with less waste. SpongeBob may seem like a softy, but he's tougher than you think.
The Lowdown on Science is produced by LDOS Media Lab in partnership with the University of California, Irvine Science Communication and 89.3 KPCC, and made possible with the generous support of the Fuse Family Foundation.